Welcome back to our deep dive. Today, we're really getting into something quite powerful, a mental tool that can genuinely shift how we experience things day to day.
That's right. We're talking about mindfulness with clear comprehension.
Sounds important, maybe even complex.
Well, it might sound it, but think of it like this. It's about finding your mind's pause button. You know,
yeah.
A way to navigate challenges and find some real inner calm.
Okay, a pause button. I like that.
And this deep dive, it's really a shortcut, we hope, to help you truly grasp this. It's key for inner stability, drawing on some ancient wisdom, but also how we understand it now.
Right. So let's unpack that pause button idea. What is mindfulness with clear comprehension, really? You said it's more than just basic awareness.
Exactly. Some of the foundational texts actually call it an ethical mindfulness. It's got depth.
Ethical mindfulness. Okay. So how does that work?
Well, it's not just passively noticing. It's about knowing, really understanding what's going on in your body, your feelings, your mind. Yeah, being fully attentive, clearly comprehending, and crucially, doing this without getting sidetracked by, you know, wanting this or pushing that away. Like having a quality of knowing that recognizes a feeling or a thought.
And maybe whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. Or just neutral.
Precisely. That discerning quality is key. It's the clear comprehension part.
Got it. So, okay, how does this clear knowing, this comprehension, actually help us, you know, when things get tough?
Well, it's seen as absolutely vital for working with what the traditions sometimes call greed, hatred, and confusion. Basically, those sticky mental habits.
The ones that cause problems, yeah. Like right. Getting attached or really resistant.
Exactly. So this practice, it cultivates this present moment awareness. Non-judgmental awareness of what's happening inside.
Okay, and you mentioned something about a space.
Right. This is really powerful. It creates this vital space between, say, an impulse or an instinct and our action or reaction.
Oh, okay. Like a buffer zone.
Sort of, yeah. Some call it a decoupling mechanism. It helps break those automatic links.
Yeah.
You know, you feel irritated and maybe you usually snap back.
Yeah.
This practice helps break that link.
That decoupling, that really resonates. Can you maybe give an example? How might someone feel that space opening up?
Sure. Think about mindfulness of mind. So instead of just being totally swept away by, let's say, strong wanting.
Like really craving something.
Yeah. You gently shift your focus. You notice the quality of the mind itself. You might just label it gently, like mind with wanting.
Not judging it, just naming it.
Exactly. Or maybe mind is feeling peaceful or mind is agitated. Just seeing it. That act of observing, acknowledging without instantly reacting, that is the space.
And you see the state as temporary, not like this is me forever.
That's crucial. Observing them as phenomena that arise and pass away, it fosters non-identification. You are not your anger. You're aware of the anger.
Right, right. And you mentioned earlier ethical mindfulness. How does that connect here?
Well, this kind of mindfulness, right, mindfulness isn't really taught in isolation. It's part of a larger ethical framework like the Eightfold Path.
Okay.
So the awareness itself supports making conscious choices, beneficial choices. It lets you see the potential harm in an unskillful state, maybe impatience or frustration before you act it out.
I see. So the clarity helps guide your actions in a better direction.
You got it.
Yeah.
It allows for more skillful responses rather than just habitual reactions.
So when we pull this all together, this mindfulness with clear comprehension, it really sounds like a transformative tool.
It truly can be.
Right.
It's not just about temporary relief, but about cultivating genuine inner freedom and really navigating life more skillfully with more wisdom.
A powerful concept.
Definitely.
Okay, as we wrap up our deep dive today, let's leave you with something to reflect on, drawing from the ideas we've discussed. Ask yourself this: how does observing your mind state, rather than just being completely lost in it, actually change your relationship to that state?
That's a great question to sit with. Really noticing the difference observation makes.
Something to mull over. Thanks for joining us on the deep dive.